What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number two, and we're going to take a phone call from Jim in Jacksonville. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to mention the fact that it's my understanding that the Iran nuclear deal is not a treaty. Right now I'm looking at, on the Internet, six things you should know about the Iran nuclear deal. The most important one is, reported by the New York Times, under the terms of legislation passed in May, Congress had 60 days to scrutinize the accord between Iran and the United States, Britain, France, China, Russia, and Germany, and then to vote to accept or reject it, or do nothing. The president can veto any resolution of disapproval. Congress needs two-thirds majority in each house to override the veto. So to put the deal into force, Mr. Obama only needs one-third of one house of Congress to stand behind him, which means it never passed a two-thirds vote of the Senate, and it is not a legitimate treaty. And it sounds to me like the legislation that was passed is quite unconstitutional. The Iran nuclear deal appears to be an agreement simply made between Obama and those other countries, and they're, I don't know if everybody's forgotten, but there were top secret, or beyond top secret parts of the deal that weren't even disclosed to Congress. And one of those parts has been quietly disclosed by Donald Trump via his Twitter, stating that deal requires that we make $250 billion a year, or $250 billion payments to Iran every 6 months under the deal. That's half a trillion dollars a year.
Now, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. I think you're misreading what's going on there, because one of the reasons Iran went along with this deal is earlier U.S. sanctions had frozen quite a bit of Iranian money inside the United States. And part of the U.S. commitment to Iran was they were going to return that money in chunks based on Iran's continued good behavior. But I don't think that even happened as well. Anyway, listen, Jim, thank you for the update on the nuclear deal. Obviously, it's part of history now, and we're going to let you go. Get on back to the news. Now, Iran has already responded to Trump's announcement this morning. I know we keep going back to this, but it's obviously the important story. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is basically out there saying that Tehran has fulfilled their obligations under the nuclear deal, while the United States has never done this. And direct quote is that tonight we witnessed important historical experience. For the past 40 years, we've been repeating that Iran is a country that is committed to its obligations, while the United States is a country that has never been committed to its obligations. And at the same time, Rouhani said that Tehran is ready to resume all their nuclear activities. But there's a caveat. And basically, Iran's government is saying the country will not abandon the deal if the other five participants stay in it. And he went on to say, if we achieve the deal's goals in cooperation with other members of the deal, it will remain in place. By exiting the deal, America has officially undermined its commitment to an international treaty. Now, I think right now that's the best course of action. We know that those other members of the P5, they want the deal to go forward. Iran is saying they're willing to go along with it. The U.S. will heap all kinds of sanctions on them, and Iran will start doing business elsewhere. So what is that going to mean? It's going to mean sky-high gasoline prices here in the United States of America. That's what it's going to mean. And it's not going to stop Israel from trying to start that war. And apparently, according to this other story coming out of Haaretz, Israel has now opened their bomb shelters in the north of Israel, expecting a missile strike. I'm expecting it to be a false flag attack. So we'll see what happens on that. But everybody's pushed to the breaking point. And at some point, some world leader is going to say, oh, to heck with all this gamesmanship. Let's just go for it. And that may very well be Netanyahu. Now, getting on back to domestic politics, as you know, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page text messages have come on out, and they reveal a lot of these meetings with members of the Department of Justice and the FBI, and one state official, not federal, Eric Schneiderman, was there at a lot of those meetings. This was the Get Trump team. And they were meeting outside their offices, obviously, to have their little conspiracy to undermine the presidency here. And the speculation here is that Schneiderman was their insurance policy, because the President Trump can pardon anyone for a federal crime, but he can't pardon anyone for a state prosecution. So Schneiderman was going to be there to file charges and prosecute people in a way that Trump could not interfere with. That just blew up in his face, though, because apparently Schneiderman got hit with allegations, multiple allegations, not just of sexual abuse, but physical abuse, and he has resigned. He stepped down. He's denying that he did anything wrong, but he's saying that the accusations will not allow him to continue to function in his job as New York Attorney General. So add him to the list of sudden resignations of people who are abandoning the sinking ship. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, over at Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton had a little panel that consisted of people like Jim Jordan, who serves on the House Committee for the Judiciary and the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, Vince Coglianese, host of Mornings at the Mall on WMAL Radio, and editorial director of the Daily Caller, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Vice President for Strategic Coordination and Operations for the London Center of Policy Research, and, of course, Judicial Watch attorney Michael Bakisha. And what they're laying on out is they're saying the scale of this scandal is unparalleled in U.S. history. When it was Nixon, it was just Nixon and his plumbers who were doing what they did. This is a scandal involving President Obama, top officials at the Justice Department, certainly Hillary Clinton at the State Department, the FBI and other agencies, to spy on their political opposition and to basically launder highly questionable intelligence from foreign nationals and use that to get a warrant to spy on Donald Trump and his associates. And when Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer spoke, he said, you know, that Robert Mueller's investigation is diverting resources from genuine needs. And that's another reason it should be shut down. Okay. Now back to the email server. Basically, the FBI took custody of the infamous email server that was home to Clinton's email operation from Platte River Networks in Denver on August 12, 2015. Then they took the server to their operational technology division to be stored as item 1B3. 2 months later, when an FBI special agent went in to pick up the server, he found out the chain of custody for the server had gone missing. Now, what the chain of custody is in order to protect evidence from being tampered with, when it is first collected in the field and it's handed off from one person to the next, their names go on a list. This person had it first, then this person, then this person, then this person. That list is now missing. And that means that at some point inside that operational technology division, the server was removed and then replaced, and the person who did that destroyed the record. Now, this is a major issue in any kind of a criminal investigation, but for something that threatens national security, it is catastrophic. So at this point, there's probably little of any evidentiary value left on Hillary Clinton's server. It has no doubt been scrubbed by now. WikiLeaks had another dump of Hillary email, this one where she's Secretary of State, and she's ordering U.S. diplomats to steal DNA from the U.N. leadership along with their passwords. I can understand why she'd want the passwords. Why would she want the DNA? Maybe she's going to have it analyzed and look for medical weaknesses or something else that can be exploited. That's getting real Orwellian right in there. Now, House Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte has called for Attorney General Sessions to investigate allegations that Obama's corrupt Department of Justice pressured FBI officials to shut down an investigation into the Clinton Foundation during the 2016 presidential election. My prediction is Sessions will do nothing, because certainly the impression I think we're all getting, everybody inside that beltway was tangled up in that foundation. Slush fund, tax avoidance, money laundry, whatever was going on. Look how hard they're all working to protect the foundation, the email scandal, Hillary herself. Now, over in, Alabama, Judicial Watch and the Allied Educational Foundation have gone to the appeals court trying to uphold Alabama's voter ID law. A lot of states are now trying to reinstate voter ID, and a lot more of them need to do it before November. And basically, the Judicial Watch came on in saying that the original court ruling, Vesey versus Abbott, on which the NAACP based its argument to that voter ID discriminated against minority voters, the case was fatally flawed, unworkable, and contrary to precedent. And more recent studies have shown that, in point of fact, requiring an ID to vote does not discriminate against minority voters. It was completely made up so the liberals could get this idea going that illegal immigrants be allowed to vote because they are dependent on them to hang on to power. And they're aiming for that house this November so they can impeach Donald Trump. The Senate is not likely to remove, but they just want that impeachment on his record going into 2020. I have been an observer of American politics seriously now for going on a quarter of a century. I've never seen it this dirty. And it's probably going to get worse. Now, yesterday we briefly mentioned that Rosie O'Donnell might be in a little bit of trouble because she made illegal contributions to at least five Democratic candidates that are over the legal limit set by the Federal Election Commission. Now, the FEC rules limit individual contributions to $2,700 per election. And O'Donnell donated over $90,000 during the 2017-2018 elections to 50 candidates and committees. And yesterday it came on out she'd been using fake names and multiple accounts to do it. Now, a single felony charge for this type of election crime carries a penalty of 2 years in prison. If found guilty on the five counts already publicly known, O'Donnell could be going to jail for 10 years. And she ought to, not because I don't like Rosie O'Donnell, but because we have to start getting our election system back under control. We have to restore fair, honest politics in this country. We cannot go on tolerating or even encouraging corruption and fraud. It will ultimately destroy the country. All right, so let's talk about the economic news. Well, the news is not good for those of you with Obamacare-compliant health insurance policies. The premiums may soar as much as 91% next year. And the largest hikes are being sought by CareFirst. They want a 64% increase in Virginia and a whopping 91% increase in Maryland for its health insurance. Other insurers are following suit in the two states, with Kaiser requesting hikes of 32% and 37% respectively, followed by CareFirst's HMO offering. In Maryland, CareFirst wants to raise rates by 91% on a plan covering 15,000 people. If approved, premiums for a 40-year-old could reach $1,334 a month, according to Bloomberg. That's $16,000 per year for an individual plan in a state with an average personal income of $59,000. It's just gouging. It is just gouging. Our healthcare industry is an industry. It's not about health. It's not about care. It's about making all the money that is possible. We have the most expensive healthcare system in the world. It's something like 39th in quality. And if you have not noticed, median life expectancy in the United States is now in decline. We're living shorter and shorter lives with all this medical care. Now, turning over to China, U.S. representatives have issued a series of demands in Beijing during the recent talks, ranging from an insistence that China take no action against U.S. measures undermining its development of high-tech industries to the impossible ultimatum that it cut its trade surplus with the U.S. by $200 billion within 2 years. Now, these demands are not intended as the basis for negotiations, but to escalate the economic conflict and military tensions. I'm sure that China would love to have a trade balance. We don't make anything they want. They don't want our GMO agriculture, and most of the stuff of modern life they make for themselves. Basically, the U.S. demands amount to a call for unilateral Chinese economic disarmament ahead of a potential trade war. So again, provoking around the world. Trump is throwing his weight around. And again, as I said earlier in the show, they're stuck. The reason the U.S. isn't doing business with anybody else on a peaceful basis, we've got nothing to do business with. Now, we're getting a report over from the Daily Coin that gold mining supply is shrinking. The existing gold mines are coming up with less and less gold production week after week. Now, for those who are already holding gold, this is good news. The price of gold is now going to go up. For those who are trying to acquire gold, like the New York Fed and JP Morgan, this could be a real problem. But apparently, some of the largest mining companies of the world are seeing massive reductions in gold production. Most of them were already operating right on the edge. Most people's idea of a gold mine is you go on in, the gold is all over the ground, you grab it, you put it in the bag, you go to the bank. No, those days are long gone. A modern gold mining is to basically dig down, grab a bunch of rock, crush it up, get the gold out by hopefully non-toxic means. And the actual margin per ounce of gold that these mines are operating on can be anywhere between $10 and $20 per ounce, meaning it costs the mine $20 less than the price of gold to get the gold out of the ground. Now, on a large enough scale, that's a money-making operation. But if it gets any worse and they can't get any more gold out, some of these mines will shut down. And there are closed gold mines that were closed when the price of gold went down, or they simply ran out of gold. The whole history of the gold boom across the West, it was all over the place. Then it got picked up, panned, mined, and the mines went away. And unfortunately, a lot of those towns, like Coloma out in California, are dealing with the aftermath to this very day. Because back during the gold rush, the way you got gold out of the rock was with liquid mercury. It would amalgam with the gold and draw it out of the rocks. You'd pump it up, then you'd heat it to boil the mercury off, and it would leave behind clean gold ore. The only problem is there's still a huge amount of mercury down in the ground. Now, here's an article that came out of Zero Hedge. Why is Russian gas critical for Great Britain? And a lot of this has to do with both the tensions in Kiev and the impending Brexit. How would Great Britain meet its needs for oil and gas? And obviously, with Russia being the largest producer, Great Britain would like to somehow tie into the Nord Stream 2, or the eventual Nord Stream 3 pipeline, because Great Britain, like Europe, doesn't want to be held hostage to the pipeline that is currently running through Ukraine, which is a place of tremendous turmoil. So basically, the Skripal poisoning hoax has driven a massive political wedge between the UK and Russia. But they're trying to work past that. By the way, somebody trolled Theresa May with billboards saying, "Why has nobody been arrested in the Skripal case?" We'll be right back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And to step back to the situation in the Middle East, Israel is now sending military forces to the border with Syria, claiming that they have detected unusual movement of Iranian forces inside Syria. And they've opened up the bomb shelters in the northern part of Israel, and basically they're calling up the reserves. So it looks like it's on. There's going to be some kind of a big bang that will be blamed on the Iranian forces in Syria, and there's going to be a big launch. It's on, for real. It really is. Ugh, man. All right, getting on back to the economic news here. Venezuela, which is struggling, they've had decades of economic war has been waged on them by the United States, including one attempted outright coup against Hugo Chavez. They're still trying to rebuild their economy with their cryptocurrency. And as you know, about a week ago, they made an offer to India, a really good offer, that they would sell oil to India at a 30% discounted rate as long as India would use Venezuela's cryptocurrency, the petro. Well, now Venezuela has started a binational bank with Palestine based on the petro. And they've got a business council is being agreed on to try and coordinate. And, of course, this is going to make the the Federal Reserve very angry. It's going to make the U.S. very angry. It's going to make Israel very angry. Now, Warner Music Group has announced that it has sold around 75% of its shares in Spotify. This translates to approximately $400 million. And CEO Stephen Cooper said $300 million would go to shareholders and artists, which is a good thing when artists get paid for their work. I think the reason Warner Music may be getting out of Spotify is there are still two pending lawsuits over the fact that Spotify was using music collected from the internet without permission, and that even included some of Claire's music. And there's supposedly this class action lawsuit that's been on hold for months, but Spotify may be in serious trouble. Let's turn to the world of immigration and globalism and all this other stuff here. Down in Texas, in Fort Bend County, an illegal immigrant has been sentenced to life in prison for continuous child sexual abuse. Apparently, this was a child under the age of 14, and apparently he just was using this child for a very, very long period of time. And so they put him away for life, which I think is good. But it underscores that people are just being allowed into this country without any vetting whatsoever. And for the open borders people, so this one kid got abused. I mean, it happens all the time, especially in Washington, D.C. Why are you making such a fuss of it? Now, Israel has been accusing Germany of a rise in anti-Semitic crimes. Germany has responded and said, no, in point of fact, the German people are just as calm as they ever were. And they've come on back and said that the attacks on Jews in Germany are being committed by the refugees coming in from the Middle East who have ancestral reasons for animosity. Okay, we're going to take a phone call here. Bill in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Michael. Couple things. You were talking about precious metals and the fact that, you know, gold is difficult to get out of the ground. I get a financial newsletter. I think it's Investment Rarities by Jim Cook. But he points out how Jamie Dimon has been shorting the silver market for quite some time, holding the price down, while at the same time acquiring a great deal of physical silver. And he's figuring, along with a guy by the name of Theodore Butler, that Dimon has 700 million ounces of silver. They're waiting.
That's a lot of silver.
Yeah, for the price to go up, especially if we have a collapse. So I think that's interesting. The other item, you said that Hillary was, they were getting her DNA. Is that correct?
No. Hillary ordered diplomats working for her when she was at the State Department to get the DNA of the United Nations leadership.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I was thinking that if it's her DNA, maybe they were going to clone about six copies.
Oh, heaven. The girls from Massachusetts, yes. That would be terrible.
Yeah, that's all I got. Good show.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. And I just had somebody write in and request that I repost All Wars Are Bankers Wars. So that's now going up on the main page here. We're going to take another break for commercials. I'm going to try and get some more information about what's going on over in Syria, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And over at CNN, they've already got a story up about how unnamed U.S. officials are convinced Iran is about to attack Israel. So they're out there with the bovine excrement mortars, just flinging it at us as hard as they can. And they're almost telegraphing there's going to be some kind of a false flag that will make Iran look like the bad guy. And again, find out if you're being lied to. Look for what should be there and isn't. Now, I know that Israel did attack that T-4 airbase and kill 11 Iranians. But do you really think the government of Iran is going to risk all-out war with nuclear-armed Israel and nuclear-armed United States over this matter? I don't think so. Remember, Iran is not a warlike country. They just want to be left alone. They have not initiated a war of conquest against another country in 200 years, and certainly not since the 1979 Iranian Revolution that deposed the U.S. puppet, the Shah. They just want to live in peace. It's a very beautiful country. It's the U.S. and Israel that are pushing this war agenda forward. It's like Game of Thrones on meth. All right, getting on back to Europe and immigration here. Tor Rasmussen is a prominent figure of the anti-immigration movement, Generation Identity. He's Norwegian, and he's become yet another activist banned from entering Great Britain for committing nothing but a thought crime. He was denied entry to Great Britain because he's got the wrong values. And apparently his wrong values are seen as a serious threat to Great Britain. So, boy, Orwell was right. Orwell was absolutely, absolutely right. We are there. Got a little late, but we're there. Apparently, protests against the Greek government and the European Union's migration policy took place on the Greek island of Lesbos last week. The Greeks are angry with the 2016 EU-Turkey deal that has left thousands of asylum seekers stranded on the island. And it's causing the same kind of problems we're seeing all over Europe and the United States with this mass migration. Now, it was just yesterday we were talking about how this rape case up in Sweden, the police were refusing to issue a description of the suspects. And it turns out that this is very official. And obviously debates about immigration and crime are a hot topic up there in Sweden. But nobody can find the data to relate ethnic groups to crime, and that's because Sweden doesn't keep those. Sweden, by policy, does not keep a list of what ethnicities are committing what crimes. It wasn't always that way. 10 years ago, yes, when somebody committed a crime, their ethnicity would be included in the record. Now it's verboten. Because, yes, there's crime everywhere in Sweden's now the rape capital of the world, but we can't let that stand in the way of our noble vision of a one-world government and a one-world private central bank. We're just too close. We're almost there. Okay, over in Ohio, there is a candidate, Christina Hagan, Make America Great, her campaign poster. She's posed there with a firearm, and she's endorsing what's called the Gosar Plan from Paul Gosar, Republican of Arizona, basically clarify the law that criminal foreigners are eligible for deportation out of the United States, and I think that's a very good idea. Why should we be spending our money to deal with criminal foreigners? It's not our problem. It shouldn't be our problem. If we had a reasonable immigration policy, it wouldn't be our problem. And Hagan has been endorsed by the National Rifle Association. By the way, the NRA's last convention, they had all-time record of attendance. I'm a little concerned about Lieutenant Oliver North being the new president of the NRA. Better start checking those closets for piles of cocaine. Over in Great Britain, the House of Lords is proposing an amendment to the European Union Withdrawal Bill to basically erase the mandatory exit date. Now, under the current Brexit withdrawal bill, March 29th of next year is the date where the Great Britain leaves the Brussels clubs, and Labour is trying to basically leave that open-ended. So they can keep saying, well, it's a few more years down the road. It's a few more years down the road. It's a few more years down the road. I can understand why the British people are very upset with the House of Lords. They're just the rich people. And they have their own house and they have a voice in government. And for the most part, they're very disconnected from the voters. They're doing what's best for their own business interests. Now, over in Brussels, they are already issuing demands to Germany to pay more to the EU to make up for the lost revenues from Great Britain. And we all knew this was going to be an issue. When Britain started talking about the Brexit, I said, the problem for Brussels is that right now, Great Britain and Germany are basically holding up the rest of the EU economically. as they get strangled by the predatory practices of the European Central Bank. So now the EU is demanding Germany start paying more, and I'm sure the German taxpayers are not going to be happy about that. In fact, apparently, German ministers are getting ready to reject a move to prop up the entire Eurozone. And this has brought Germany and France basically at odds. Emmanuel Macron is calling for greater integration with a single Eurozone budget and a single Eurozone debt and a Eurozone finance minister. They want to pool the Eurozone debt and say everybody is equally liable for it. But the German ministers are saying, no, we're not going to do that because it's not advantageous for us. So Merkel will suffer a political hit for that. All righty. Theresa May, boy, a lot of stuff going on for her. Apparently, the Conservative Party is severely fractured right now over a future customs relationship with the EU. And it is so severe, it could result in the end of Theresa May's career as prime minister. A lot of fragmentation going on over there. Down in France, a lot of protests going on down there as well. And things were not helped when Emmanuel Macron's spokesman referred to Macron as a king. Now, it was a statement that was based on a literary reference, but it prompted a Twitter firestorm. And the literary reference was the fact that the French people, prior to the French Revolution, believed that the touch of the king could heal them. And one Twitter user mocked the article, saying, if he could, for starters, heal the empty wallets. So this discontent is all over the world. By the way, over there in our good friend Saudi Arabia, and our good friend Mohammed bin Salman, he's still beheading dissidents. But he's the good guy. The Romanian president, Klaus Iohannis, is demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Viorica Dăncilă against the backdrop of the state budget deficit. Apparently, the economy is not being handled well in Romania. And so that's creating a crisis in their government. And the president is saying, mostly we have an unsatisfactory evolution of public finances. And the deficit reached 4.46 Romanian lei, which is about $1.14 billion, in the first 3 months of this year. So Romania is having problems as well. I can't think of a single country on this planet where things are running great right now. Now, over in Hungary, who really are standing up to the EU, one of their members of the European Parliament has basically ripped into the European Union, claiming that the Brussels bloc has put itself in danger, as he warned Hungary will offer an alternative to the hyper-liberalism that is running Europe today. Everyone's getting really tired of all the liberalism because they keep making these horrendous mistakes. They form policies based on wishful thinking, and they're not really doing a good analysis. Now, Hillary Clinton has been recently down in Australia, and while she was visiting in New Zealand, she made a comment that she'd briefly thought about permanently relocating to New Zealand after losing the 2016 election. I'm pretty sure the New Zealanders are glad she did not. But she took the opportunity to go on out there and start rattling sabers about China's alleged meddling in Australia. Oh my goodness, China's coming down here to meddle. That's why they've armed and fortified those islands in the South China Sea. It's a stepping stone from China to Australia. They're coming to get you. Be afraid, be afraid. And she's saying basically China is seeking to interfere with political processes in the region. Talk about total hypocrisy when you look at how the U.S., in particular the Central Intelligence Agency, interferes in political processes all over the world. In fact, if you want to talk about election meddling in 2016, it's come on out that President Obama was over in Israel throwing a lot of money around trying to get their elections to go the way that he wanted to do it. So it's another classic case of it's okay when the U.S. does it because we're exceptional and we're special and we're allowed to do that because we're the moral leaders of the world. But anybody else does it, it's bad. It's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. Okay, now, as you know, here in Hawaii, we're dealing with a volcanic eruption. About 35 homes have been destroyed now. Fissures continue to open up. The good news is the tilt meters are showing that the rate of expansion down by that eastern rift zone is starting to slow, mostly because all of the lava that was pushing up on that ground is now flowing out on top of the ground. So we're sort of backing off from the idea that there could be a major landslide. Can't rule it out. It's happened before. Cannot rule out that there is not going to be another major quake like the 6.9 that we had. But it's starting to look a little bit better. How long the lava is going to flow is anybody's guess. It's 25 miles from the Kilauea crater to this rift zone where the eruption is pouring on out. And I imagine that's a lot of lava backed up into those lava tubes. So it's going to take a while. And we're not the only ones who are dealing with this issue right now. Over in the Canary Islands, there have been almost 300 earthquakes rocking this Spanish holiday resort. And they've struck between the islands of Tenerife and Gran Canaria in the Canary Islands. And there's a huge submarine fault between these two islands. The wild card, though, is that just further to the east is the island of La Palma, which is home to the Cumbre Viejo volcano. And Cumbre Viejo, like Kilauea, has a subsidence rift zone. In the case of Cumbre Vieja, it faces west. Ours faces south. And there have been concerns because, like Kilauea, where our southern flank has actually moved in the past, so has the one on Cumbre Vieja by quite a wide margin. If there were to be an explosive eruption and that dislodge, we'd be looking at a mega tsunami event. And I know people will look at that and say, well, it's science fiction. We've never seen it happen. And that's pretty much true for most of recorded history, except for a couple of references in Japanese art. but we do know these mega tsunamis have happened. The geological evidence is clearly there. It is a reality, a very uncomfortable one that we need to deal with. Now, here's another case of the police just being a little bit out there. A former Atlanta police officer has been sentenced to 5 years in prison Monday for beating up a Walmart customer he wrongfully accused of stealing a tomato and then trying to cover it up. So this former officer, Trevor King, 49, of Stockbridge, was convicted on federal charges of unreasonable force and falsifying a police report. Yeah, I mean, if it's a tomato, you don't need to beat the person up. Give them a chance to show you the receipt. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Eric in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Okay. Your Venezuela story earlier with the cryptos, I think you mentioned that they were taking the Venezuela oil crypto or whatever coin they created. They're
the
also
petro,
willing
yes.
to take many of the other Yeah, they're also willing to take many of the other cryptos for their oil. So I just wanted to clarify that. In other words, they'll take Bitcoin or like
Venezuela or Palestine?
Venezuela right now.
Okay, well, that may be a smart move for them. My concern is that because cryptos can be so easily manipulated, that they might be weaponized and used against Venezuela.
Well, I'm not sure. Bitcoin, I don't think, can be weaponized. I think it's a decentralized cryptocurrency that can't really be manipulated. I've been following this. Well, you know me. I'm your Bitcoin guy.
I know that you're my Bitcoin guy. And let's see. All righty. I have to fix a technical issue.
Oh.
Okay. There we are.
Go ahead. I don't know how a state or a jurisdiction can tell you what you can have on your phone. In other words, if you want to do email, that's what cryptocurrency is. It's basically an email transaction, if you think about it.
Well, I would love to see it work. I mean, I would love to see something work that takes the creation of money out of the hands of the private bankers, because that is how they enslave us.
This is exactly what's happening. Andreas Antonopoulos, who's a, I call him Bitcoin God, but he said this is it's going to be an extinction event for the banks because the cryptocurrencies are decentralized. There is no centralization in some of the coins. Not all of them. Some of them are controlled. But like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin are not controlled. They're strictly decentralized, and they just trade from peer to peer all over the world.
Okay, well, listen, thank you for the update on the information, and we got to let you go. Take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Okay. Great talking to you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones now. Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. How's Claire's doing? Fine, I hope.
She's doing better. She's doing
okay,
a lot
great.
Better.
Listen. Yesterday I was watching a documentary on the Russell Japanese. I want to change the subject a little bit. I was watching a documentary on the Russell Japanese War. Now, let me tell you something. Japanese were tough cookies in World War II. Let me tell you. And let me tell you, President Truman had no choice but to drop those bombs on Japan, because a land invasion, I guarantee you, would cost more than a million of American lives.
Yeah, but Japan was trying to surrender. Japan was already trying to surrender. As soon as Russia came on in with the Allies, Japan realized it was up. And they were sending diplomats over to talk about ending the war and some kind of a peace treaty. And they were simply not allowed in. The reason Truman dropped those bombs was to prove to other countries that we had these horrible weapons and were psychotic enough to actually use them. And that was, you know, America's big stick up until the Soviet Union acquired the same technology.
Yeah, I understand that, but, you know, Truman was morally wrong for dropping those bombs. I understand that, Mike. But he was politically and militarily correct. I mean, even though they were close to surrendering, but still, a land invasion, we're talking about men, women, and children. Where these people
Tony,
are militaristic.
Tony, Tony, if Japan surrendered, there would be no ground invasion.
Okay, I got you. I see what you mean.
Okay.
Surrendered. All right. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Mike.
All right. I mean, you know, one of the royal family, Prince Konoye, I think his name was literally shut out of, you know, trying to get in to meet with any of the U.S. representatives to talk about, you know, we're ready to give up, you know. And the interesting thing is Japan had only one requirement to end the war, and that was they were allowed to keep their emperor. And, of course, the War Hawk said, absolutely not, absolutely not. The surrender must be unconditional. But in the end, when Japan finally did surrender, the emperor did stay. Ultimately, he devoted the rest of his life to botany, and apparently he was very good at it, helping Japan rebuild its agricultural base. All right, so getting on back here to the news, we're trying to get more information about what's going on between Israel and Syria. Syria is now blaming Israel for the strike near Damascus. Apparently over in Riyadh, they're absolutely delighted that Trump pulled out of the Iran deal, because Saudi Arabia views Iran as a regional rival as well. So they would be just as happy to see Iran smashed up. But what Saudi Arabia doesn't realize is that somewhere down the road, Israel and the U.S. gun sites will be on them, to break them up into little tiny pieces. All right, there's the music. We're going to take a break for station identification. Back with hour three after these few words.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.